Hi, my name is Jared. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor. It's 10 o'clock. Do I even know where my kids are? No. I'm just a Christian who, like many, lives with a mental health challenge. This is Bless This Brain. I didn't see my maternal grandfather much growing up, about once a year at most. He and my grandmother had divorced before I was born, and since then, he'd essentially started a new life with another woman. Still, it was nice to see him, and he and his wife would bring us shirts from the many places they traveled over the course of the year. I may sound bitter, but I'm not. This is just the way it was, and there's probably parts of the story I don't understand. He could have just completely stayed away, but at least I got a glimpse into who he was year after year. A couple years ago, after the death of his wife, he and my grandmother reunited, and I've talked to him quite a few times since. One of the cool things is he knows my name now. I'm not convinced he did before. Hey, kid! That was the greeting whenever we met. I was one of five grandchildren, and he was a drinker at the time, so knowing who was who on those rare visits was something he struggled with. So never, hey, Jared, but hey, kid! And as I'm prone to imitate voices, this became part of my collection of catchphrases that I cherished, if not for its humor, then for its folksiness. This week, I found myself thinking about that salutation, and it got me thinking about something else. I wonder what I would say to myself when I was younger, and I wonder how that may have affected my life. I'm thankful for my story, truly. Like all people, it's been a journey fraught with joys and heartaches, suffering and pleasure, and for better or worse, it's made me who I am today and continues to do so. And God can use my experience, and yours, to change the narrative for the youth in our lives by saying to them what we wish we'd been told growing up. Here's my, hey, kid, number one, hey, kid. It's okay to feel all the feelings that God built into us as part of his intricate design. Fear, appropriate placed anxiety, anger, or sadness are just as valid and sacred a feeling as joy, excitement, wonder, or contentment. They don't mean you're a failure. They mean you're a whole created human. Number two, hey kid, sometimes these emotions, because death is present in our members as a result of the fall, will become misplaced. Sadness in the face of prosperity, loneliness in the context of community, languishing in the midst of great blessing. And when this happens for a long time and begins affecting your ability to care for yourself or hold a job or maintain healthy relationships or participate in the daily activities of life, it's okay to seek help. Number three, hey kid, being a man doesn't mean you will always have the ability to regulate your emotions in a healthy way. Tremendous depression, anxiety, hopelessness, and loneliness, these are feelings that have affected all men at one time or another, and ignoring them is not indicative of your strength. In fact, getting help is one of the manliest things you can do, because it means you're willing to set aside your ego, not only for your good, but for the good of those who love you. Number four, hey kid, it's okay to cry. Number five, hey kid, when you feel the weight of a broken brain, you're going to be tempted to believe that God has removed himself from you. Nothing is farther from the truth. When you can't form sentences because depression has clouded your mind, the Lord still hears you. When you can't seem to get out of bed, he sits at your side. When you have the inability to conceptualize a future, he holds your future in his hand. He loves the whole of humanity, but gives special consideration to the poor of spirit. Yours is the kingdom of God. And lastly, number six, hey kid, there's going to be days when you believe that you're never going to feel better than you do at this moment, that you're destined for a life of despair and despondency. But that's a lie that blinds us to the reality that recovery is possible, that your gaze will be lifted, that the scales will fall from your eyes, that you will see the light again. But recovery takes time. And that's okay. You're gonna make it. These are just a few of the things that I wish I could convey to my younger self. And these are things that I try to tell my kids. however imperfectly, as I often do. If we can give the youth in our lives an understanding of the difficulties they may face and help them to know that these experiences, as they happen, are not proof of their character flaws or lack of faith, we're opening a door that they might have to walk through someday. An open tomb, a voice on the other side saying, "Lazarus, come out," the same voice saying, "I have overcome the grave," a father saying, "Bring the fatted calf and let's celebrate." Our Lord rejoices when we enter into his rest, when we live life and live it abundantly. And in order to walk through the door that leads to that life, sometimes in addition to the sacraments, to the fellowship, to the reading of God's word and to prayer, sometimes we might need to take a pill or talk to a therapist or confide in a friend. These are all means of God's grace. And in a way, these are all part of his big gospel. Hey kid, you're loved by God more than you can know, and he does not wish for you to suffer needlessly in order to prove yourself faithful. He wishes for you to enter into the good works that he has prepared beforehand, and sometimes we're going to need to utilize the full diversity of God's help in order to participate in the way we're called to. Lord, for our good and for your glory, bless the spring. Thanks for listening. If you found this episode helpful, consider following, rating, and reviewing wherever you listen. That'll help people find the podcast. And if you're interested in the services that we offer at Bless This Brain, everything from mental health first aid trainings for churches to remote and in-person peer support groups and much, much more, just visit blessthisbrain.com. Until next time.